Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm glad he's reaching out to me. I need him this morning. I need him all the time. I want y'all to pray for me this morning. Please pray for me. Enemy wants to hinder, wants to discourage, but the song already said it, and I'm so thankful and grateful for the song. It says, when you get discouraged, just remember what to do. Reach out to Jesus. He's reaching out to you. And so I believe that right now, today, Lord has always been faithful to me. He's always been kind. He's always been good. And so I intend to reach out to him this morning to help me to do his will. I'm asking you to pray for me. Enemy wants to hinder, wants to cause harm. But God is still and yet on his throne. He's still faithful and well able to help us through what we have to go through this morning. So be praying for us. The title of this message today is Teamwork, in parentheses you can put, makes the dream work. Title's Teamwork, and in parentheses, it makes the dream work. We are, by the help of the Lord, wanting to be pleasing and honoring unto God. We are, by the help of God's grace and mercy, wanting to do his will at all times. And for us to be able to do that, we're going to have to learn, if we already haven't learned how to do this, we'll have to learn to work as a team. Before we do that, we're going to have to choose which team we're going to be on. All right? And so we can't work as a team if we're on the wrong team, and we can't work as a team if we're not willing to be a team player by the help of the Lord. And so the title of the message is Teamwork, and it makes the dream work. There, when I talk about dream, what I'm talking about is a vision. God has an idea of what he wants for your life. He has an idea of what he wants for our lives. And he wants to work with us individually. He wants to work with us collectively to achieve the goal that he has in mind. And so he needs our cooperation with him, our cooperation one with another. May the Lord help us. And so he needs us to have a teamwork type of mindset. Teamwork is defined as the combined action of a group, especially when it's efficient and it is effective. Teamwork is also defined as a group working together to successfully complete a task, a common goal. May the Lord help us this morning. When I used to play sports back in the day when I wasn't so old and so feeble in body, where we play on teams, and one of the things that they used to say all the time, they say, there's no I in team. There's no I in team. And so we have to learn how to be willing to put aside what we want to do for the greater and the common goal. So remember that. We'll talk about that. Maybe God help us this morning. Somebody go with us to 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse number 1. We'll read on down through verse number 6. I want you praying for me this morning, because the enemy wants to hinder, but God wants good to come out. It says here in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse number 1, what does it say?
We then, as workers together with him.
All right, it says, we then, as workers together with him,
beseech ye also
that ye receive not the grace of God in vain.
For he saith,
I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in a day of salvation have I succored thee.
Behold,
now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Giving no offense in anything, that the ministry be not blamed. All right, but Paul's right there. That's good enough for us. Giving no offense, I thank you, in anything, that the ministry be not blamed. All right, and so what we're talking about here is God. God has a vision for our lives. Did you notice that in verse number 1, it says, workers together with Christ. All right, and so God is at the head of this thing. Jesus Christ showed us the way, and so God and Christ and the Holy Spirit, they work together, and they're the ones that are orchestrating this entire thing. Sometimes we have it in our minds that we're going to figure out what needs to be done, and then we're going to do that thing. And so we'll go about doing that thing in our own way. We'll go about our salvation in our own way. We'll go about trying to win souls in our own way. And then we come up with the results that are not favorable, and we began to get discouraged. May the Lord help us. Remember that God, we're workers together with Christ. He's at the head of this thing. We are his workers, and we work with him to achieve the goal that he has. Not necessarily our goal, not necessarily in our way, not necessarily in our time, but in his way, in his time, his goal, by the grace and help of God. All right, and so what we have to have is to understand the dream, the vision that he has for us and for our lives individually and collectively. He has a will and a purpose for us, and he wants us to work together to achieve that thing. It's not going to work properly if we're not willing to take his will and take his way and follow him. The Bible says, follow me and I'll make you fishers of men. And so we got to follow Christ if we're going to be effective in living for the Lord, if we're going to be effective in achieving the goal that he has for us. May the Lord help us. So it says, workers together with Christ. Then it also says, I've heard thee in a time accepted in the day of salvation. I want you to understand something. There is a time that we have winning souls, not just our own soul, and that's important. It's important for you, like I said before, to choose which side you're going to be on, and you choose that by receiving salvation, by confessing, forsaking your sins, and saying, Lord, I'm willing to get on your side. I'm willing, Lord, to fight for you and with you, with the people of God. We have to do that by the grace and help of God. There has to come a place and a time in our life where we make that decision for now and eternity. And if we miss our opportunity, it says today is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. If we miss that opportunity, then the results will not be good for us. May the Lord help us this morning. And so I want you to know that soul winning, not just our souls, but the souls of others, there's a time that it can be done. It's time sensitive. So we need to be aware of that by the grace and help of God. Then it says, giving no offense in anything, that the ministry be not blamed. Do you know that if you are saved, you are a minister? I'll say that again. I said, if you are saved, if you are a child of God, you are a minister. You may not be a pulpit minister. You may not be an evangelist. You may not be a pastor. You may not be any of those things, but your life is telling the story. Whether you say a word or not, your life, your righteous example is ministering to the needs of others. And so you want to live in a way that the ministry be not blamed. And it says, giving no offense, that the ministry be not blamed. We don't aim to offend. We don't go out to offend. But if we do offend, let it be because they're offended at the word of God, and they're not offended at something that we have done intentionally or unintentionally. May the Lord help us. We are ministers. We are workers together with Christ. If you are saved today, if you didn't know, I'm going to let you know today, you are a minister. That's right. And you have a job to do. You got a job to promote Christ. You got a job to be an example. You've got a job to lift him up, to lift the Savior up. All right. And so if we're doing that, then God already is going to be pleased with our lives. And we already understand the vision. We understand the goal if we're doing that by the help and grace of God. So what is the dream? What is the vision? All right. It is important to know. This is something that we have to know. Once we have chosen sides, we got to choose the side. But once we've chosen that side, we have to know what the goal is. Sometime when you get on a team, I play a little basketball from time to time. They've done that for a while. And sometimes we lose the goal of what it is that we're trying to do. I'm going to take this ball, I'm going to dribble it 700 times, and I'm going to shoot it. And you better be happy about it. If you got to get my rebounds, and you got to pass it to me when I clap my hands and say, give me the ball. You see what I'm saying? We forgot what the goal is. Not only have we forgot what the goal is, but we don't understand that we're on a team anymore. We think it's about ourselves. And so we lose in that case, in that scenario. But you take the same member, the same teams, team-minded, team-oriented, trying to do something together, working toward that common goal, understanding what that goal is, and you have success with the same team.
Right.
You understand? And so what it is you and I have to understand that there's a goal in mind that God has. And once we understand that goal, then we have to work together. I cannot work as an individual in the kingdom of God. I can't do it. It's not about me. It's not about any one of us. It's about God. It's about the team. And as we approach living for the Lord in that way, as we approach promoting Christ in that way, then we are much more successful. May the Lord help us. But Lord, I want to be featured. I want to be the star. Lord, help us. Is it about being the star? I talked to that person and they got saved. Did you save them too while you was at it? May the Lord help us. Have you forgot that God was talking to him before you was talking to him? Huh? And somebody else was praying for him even before that. Even before you were born, they was praying for him. You understand what I'm saying? It's a team thing.
Yes.
May the Lord help us. Listen to me. I'm not saying we don't work together as a team. We do work together as a team by the grace and help of God. But we can always get better. And you know something else? Sometimes we need to know why we do what we do. Sometimes we just do things and we know it's right and it's good, but we don't know why. And I want you to know why as well. We want to know why we're doing this by the grace and help of God. So if I don't see the vision, how can I be helpful? How can I help if I don't see the vision? I want to read a scripture over there in Proverbs 29 and 18. It's a familiar scripture. But I want us to understand that that scripture means a lot. What does it say in Proverbs 29, verse number 18?
Where there is no vision, the people perish.
You can stop right there. Where there's no vision, the people perish. And so there's going to be loss. There's going to be harm. I can intend to do right. And I want you to listen in and listen up. Maybe I'm saved and maybe I'm living for the Lord to all that I know and understand. But I don't understand the vision just yet. I don't have a grasp of what it is that we're trying to do by the help of the Lord. And so I can unintentionally do much harm to the goal if I'm not careful before the Lord.
That's true.
All right. I have to, Lord, I want to know what the vision is. What's the goal here? What are we trying to do? All right, and so before I can go out and do it, I need to know what it is that we're trying to do. There's going to be loss, whether I intended to harm somebody or not, whether I meant to do it or not, if I don't understand the goal. Sometimes what we have to do is, until we have a better understanding, Lord, what I'm going to do is I'm going to help you by staying out the way. You ever heard that before?
Yes.
You want to help, and you know, sometimes your children, they're little, and they want to help you change the tire on the car. Listen, get out the way, for we get hurt. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
They got the right idea. They want to do the right thing, and so God will teach us how, just like we deal with our children, don't kill that desire.
No.
We need that desire, don't we? But at the same time, what we're dealing with here is not for something for you to be helping in. You can help me. Just hand me the tools, brother. You see what I'm saying? And so sometimes what we have to do in our mind, the Lord is talking to me, and we have to have the mindset of, if I can't help the situation, then I'm not going to hurt it. And that's my mindset. I'm going to be in a supportive position over here until I understand better how to approach the vision and the goal, how that I can be helpful. Because even if I'm well-meaning, I can do much harm. May the Lord help us unintentionally.
Yes.
All right. While others are pushing in one direction, I can come in and I can be pulling in the wrong direction. May the Lord help us and stand by us and be with us.
Yes.
All right. Hosea 4 and 6. And the Lord told me, he said, know before you go. That's what he said. If you're going to be doing something for the Lord, then have a good understanding of what it is that what we're doing. If we're going to be a good team player, if we're going to be a good team member, then know what it is that we're doing first and then have a good understanding of that so you can be helpful. What does it say in Hosea 4 and 6?
My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
All right, good enough. That's good enough right there. We got to have the knowledge that we need to have. We got to have the vision. We have to have the understanding of what it is that we're trying to do. We'll move forward by the grace and help of God. And so God's vision, God's dream is that we all be saved, right?
Yes.
But it starts with you, doesn't it?
Yes.
If you're not saved, I've seen this before. Folks that ain't even saved, they telling you to get saved. They telling you to do right. They got the right idea.
Yeah.
But how much more effective would it be if they were saved and living something?
Amen.
All right, the dream and the goal starts with you. The dream and the goal starts with me. I'll take my kids to church, but I'm not going to live right, though. They need Sunday school, these kids. If it's good enough for them to be in Sunday school, it's good enough for you, too.
Yeah.
All right? And so I'm coming to church for me first. I need the Lord to help me. I need to have salvation myself. I need to choose a side. May the Lord help us. So the dream starts with me. Am I saved? Am I living for the Lord? That's the question that God is asking. Am I doing all that I can? God's dream and vision is for us all to be saved. God loved the world, gave his only begotten son. Whosoever believeth in him should not perish. God's dream is so that we don't perish, but have everlasting life. God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. That's the goal. That's the vision. That's the dream. All right? And so if I take a look at my life and I see that I'm not aligning with that, then that's where the starting point is.
Yes.
Lord, am I saved? If I am saved, am I living to all that I know and understand? Am I embracing your will and your way for my life? It starts with salvation. It doesn't do me any good to be a worker together with Christ or try to be a worker together with Christ, but I'm unwilling to give my heart to the Lord. I'll tell you about it, but I'm not going to do it. May the Lord help us. May God help us. It doesn't work that way. It starts with you. It starts with me. So I can't be what God would have me to be. I can't be an effective worker for Christ without salvation. The Lord says in his word, he says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. We can't learn of God until we give our hearts to him. We can't become like him. We can try all we want to in our own strength, but we can't become like Christ without Christ. All right. And so we have to understand that it starts with me. Lord, I need your salvation. I need your deliverance. I need you to take away from me what's not going to work. I need you to give me what is going to work. I need you to mold me. I need you to shape me. And then, Lord, I'll be a vessel unto honor. I'll be able to do what it is that you want me to do. All right. And so once we are saved, then we're asking ourselves the question, am I truly and sincerely willing to obey God and go with him all the way? Now, that's a solemn question.
Yes. Yes.
And it's a daily question.
Yes.
Bible says in Matthew 6 and 33, it says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, And all these things shall be added unto you. One of my favorite scriptures. And on down in Matthew 16 and 24, it talks about denying ourselves and taking up our cross and following him. And so it says, and Jesus said unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. If you're not saved, you're not doing any of that. I don't care what type of trickery the enemy has tricked you with. You are not denying yourself. You're not taking up your cross, and you're not following him. I don't care what the enemy has, what type of lie he has told you, until you have received gospel salvation.
Amen.
All right? You have to be saved first, and then you can deny yourself. That's learned behavior. Then you can learn to take up your cross. You won't even know what your cross is until you're saved.
Yeah.
Then you can follow him.
Amen.
It's a hard saying. Because we want to be able to do it by our own selves. There's something about the human spirit that we want to do it by ourselves. And so we struggle. Even when we're saved sometimes, we're still trying to do it by ourselves. And I want to encourage you, you cannot be a good team member in that way. When self is in the way, that's where the I in team is. It's about me, and if it don't go right, I'm going to take my ball and I'm going home. I'm going to take my ball and throw it over the fence. See what I'm saying? Because something didn't go right with me, and self is in the way, and so self got injured, and it didn't go like I thought it should go, and it's not, y'all not doing it how I see y'all should do it, and so therefore I'm upset and I'm taking my ball and going home. Lord, help us. Part of the Christian walk, a big part, is not just only getting saved, but Lord, this is your deal. And so self, my own will, has to take a back seat. And your will and your way has to be promoted. And then and only then can I see what the cross is. The cross is part of the vision. I'm going to have to go through some things in order to please the Lord. I'm going to have to go through tests and trials on his terms so that Christ can be lifted up. That's part of the Christian walk. It is. If when I am tested and when I am tried, if something else comes out other than Christ, then how is Christ being lifted up?
Amen.
May the Lord help us. I'm not telling you that this is not a learning way. I'm not telling you that you may have some failures. You're going to have some failures. You're going to have some mess ups or whatever it might be. But what I'm telling you is when your goal is to please and honor God, when you see the vision, then you won't stop there. You'll keep going on until you get what God wants you to be.
Yes.
May the Lord help us. I've had many failures, many faults, many all kinds of draws had to be removed, and I'm sure I've got some more to go. But the point is, I see the goal, and I'm going to get there by the help of the Lord. May the Lord help us. And nobody, everybody has to come the same way. Nobody's exempt.
Amen.
And so we come through the blood, through salvation. We come through the knowledge and the understanding that I can't do this on my own. I need Christ to help me to do this.
Amen.
To even see what it is that is myself. And to be willing to consecrate that on the altar. And say, Lord, take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. And that may have to be a process as well. I've had to consecrate and reconsecrate and have a deeper consecration in my walk with the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah. Okay? And once I've done that, then the Lord, the vision becomes more and more clear to me. I understand what it is that God wants me to do with my life. I understand how I should treat my brother and my sister who are also intending to please and honor God. They want to get to the goal too.
Yeah. Amen.
Well, Well, do souls need to be saved in 2025?
Yes.
Do they?
Yes.
So the goal is still the same?
Yes.
I've got to be willing to work with God. And I can't do that if I'm not willing to deny myself. If I can't take up my cross and follow him. I can't do that if it's about me. I can't work with nobody else either. I'll tell you a story. This is funny to me. Yesterday was the cleaning day, and I knew that. And I intended to be here on time. Now, if y'all know me, I work overnight. I work Friday night, got off Saturday morning. And I was tired, but I still, until I got on by 7:30, if I give me a little hour of sleep, I get on, I told my woman, I said, listen here, Sister Grimes. But she loves me. And she see that I was tired. So I went to sleep. And I woke up, it was 10:41. They had left me. I said, Lord, have mercy on me. I can't lead if I'm not willing to do what I'm supposed to do. I can't get my hands dirty and clean too. I can't be a worker together with Christ if I'm not willing to do that. And so I was upset about it. I felt like that I need to be here, but it was the love.
Yes.
She loves me.
Yes.
She's trying to take care of me. She say, I ain't gonna be worth nothing no way once I get there. So let him sleep.
Yes.
So I had to swallow whatever it was I was feeling and humble myself. And I got there when I could get there. But the point is you gotta show up.
Yes.
And sometimes you show up late, but as long as you show up, you show up.
Yes.
Then you can be a worker together with Christ. But we can't show up if we don't get there if when it's time for us to get there. So what God is doing is he's wanting to get us to a place where, and I'm not, listen, she loves me and I'm grateful that she did it for me. I needed it. Matter of fact, I wasn't very well yesterday. I'm still dealing with something. But God is a faithful God. He's a good God. And he will strengthen and empower us and he'll help us to do his will. And so I'm glad for that. But I have to learn to show up. If I'm going to, I got to show up for God.
Yes.
I got to show up for God. Sometimes we take too long in getting there. God calls on us and he says, come on, son. Come on, daughter. Come on. It's time. Come give your heart to me. Come choose my side. Come become a worker together with me and the people of God. And we dragging our feet. And we got this excuse. We got that excuse. And God is saying, come on, just show up. I got something for you. May the Lord help us. And so may the Lord help us. The second thing, and this is going to be maybe a series, I believe there's more to it. But I've got the second thing that I believe that the Lord wants is simultaneously when we show up for the Lord. What he wants is he wants healthy workers.
Yes.
All right. Now, let me put a little caveat in there. And I'm going to talk about this a little bit more later. I'm getting close to the end here. And I appreciate your prayers for me. Keep praying for me. God is always going to be more concerned with the spiritual man than the physical. Remember that. And so when I'm talking about a healthy Christian, God's focus and aim and purpose first is to deal with that inner man. So when we show up for the Lord through salvation, when we give our hearts and lives to him, we begin to humble ourselves and consecrate ourselves to him. What he wants to do is he wants to come in and clean us out and ready us for the work that he has for us to do.
Amen.
Somebody go to Luke 4:18. What God does is he readies us for the job that he has us to do, because if we are spiritually, mentally, emotionally injured, we are not very effective in terms of being able to help somebody else. All right? And just imagine this. I worked for the fire department. I was on the ambulance for years, on the engine for years. Imagine we pull up in the fire engine, and the driver, he takes his cane and gets down with his cane, and he limps over to my side, and he pulls my wheelchair out, and I get out and get in the wheelchair, and we roll ourselves up to the fire. We're going to put the fire out. Huh? Huh? Is that going to work? You understand? I'm trying to give you a visual. I'm trying to give you... It's extreme. I know it's a bit much. But I want you to get it in your mind in terms of your relationship with God and the value of giving yourself over to God and letting Him work with you so that you can do the job that He wants you to do. If you're injured and you're hurting in your spirit, in your heart, in your mind, God has something. I'm not saying, let me tell you, you can help somebody when you're injured. But is that the goal, though? Is that what God wants, ultimately? You understand?
Right.
So what does it say in Luke 4 and 18?
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
First of all, who's talking here?
Jesus.
All right. Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
The gospel to the poor.
Heal the brokenhearted.
Deliverance to the
captive.
Recovery of sight to the blind.
Set at liberty them that are bruised. All right, and so all of these things, what we need to understand through salvation, through consecration, being willing to deny ourselves and give ourselves wholly and completely to God, to all that we know and understand, what that does is give Him the greatest ability to work with us in these broken places.
Amen.
All right? If I'm broken and I'm injured, I can't do it as effectively as I will. I'm not telling you can't help. I'm not telling you that. But that is not the vision. That's not the goal. God wants to heal your broken heart. He wants to remove the scales. Listen, He wants to remove the scales from your eyes. Sometimes those scales are my thoughts, my ideas. Sometimes those scales are things that have happened to me. Brother Darrell, and excuse me for using my pastor. I call him my pastor. But anyway, Brother Darrell, he got injured years ago, and one of his eyes doesn't work. And so he has a unique perspective on how an injury can affect the way that we see things. And so sometimes, even though we're saved, we have been injured in the way that we see things, and we need God to help us with that and to heal us from that so we can see things properly. How can we see the vision? How can we see the goal? How can we be helpful in attaining and achieving that goal when we can't even see it in the right way? May the Lord help us. So recovery of the sight to the blind. The bruised, those that are bruised. I can't, listen, I'm too afraid to go talk to this person. They might say something that hurts me, and I'm already hurting. You see? All right? And so what God's vision is to get us to the maximum amount of health with the inward man, starting with the inward man.
Yes.
I'm not telling you He don't. Sometimes we limit God. Lord, I'm sick. Will you heal me? And we'll go to Him right now for that. I'm sick. I need healing, Lord. Will you please help me? Yes. And God will heal us. He will do that. Lord, I'm hurt. I'm injured. Whatever the case may be in my body, we'll pray for that. We'll pray for others for that. But we get comfortable with, and I want you to listen to me this morning. We get comfortable with our broken places.
Amen.
And we won't bring that to the Lord.
Amen.
May the Lord help us.
Yeah.
It's doing damage.
Yeah.
I injured my leg many times. My left leg is a little bit shorter than the other one. It's had many traumatic injuries to it. And what I found out was, not only do I walk with a very small limp, but what that has done is it has done some stuff to my hips and done some stuff to my lower back because of that injury. And so in the same way, you can't tell that I'm that way. I'm walking normal from what you can tell. But it's doing damage on the inside, and it's doing damage over time. And so what God wants to do is he wants to work in those places and heal us in those places. May the Lord help us. Because the vision is he wants you healthy. If I'm bound by something, whatever it might be, I'm not gonna say anything about what it is. You think in your heart and your mind, let the Holy Spirit deal with you. If you have a place where you are in bondage, how can you help in the vision and the goal? You can't. You can't move.
Right.
Lord is calling on you to do something and you're stuck.
Right.
Right? But he's saying right here in Luke 4:18, he will come and remove whatever it is that has you bound.
Yes.
And release you. The Bible says, he whom the Son has made free shall be free indeed.
Amen.
And another place he said he'll save you to the uttermost.
Yes.
Amen. And so what I want is for people to understand that there is healing, there is hope, there is help. Not only from sin, but God wants us healthy as people of God. He has a job for us to do. Again, the person that is injured can help, but is that the goal? And sometimes what happens is we're trying to help, and the person that's looking at us, they're seeing that we're not okay. And so they're trying to help us.
Right.
May the Lord help us.
Amen.
I'm almost finished. I appreciate your time, your attention, your prayers for me. There's a scripture about a beam and mold, and the Lord gave me something on the whole thing. But I want you to know what a beam is. A beam, of course, is like a light pole or something like that. And a mold, M-O-T-E, is like a fleck. Excuse me, it's like a speck of dust. It's like a speck of dust. And there's a scripture that talks about, well, let's go to it. I wasn't going to read it, but I'm going to go to it. It's Matthew 7:3, on down through verse number 5. It's important that we understand the vision that we see. In order to understand the vision, we have to see it, all right, by faith through the Spirit, all right? And so it's important that if there's something going on with our eyesight, then we need the Lord to help us. I'm sorry, it's 7, verse 3, on down through verse number 5 in the book of Matthew. Read, please.
And why beholdest thou the mote
right.
in thy brother's eye,
right.
but considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye?
All right.
Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thine eye,
all right.
and behold, a beam is in thine own eye?
Yes.
Thou hypocrite,
yes.
first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye.
All right, and so what's happening here is someone's trying to help someone else.
Right.
And they're trying to get something that is almost imperceptible out of their eye, or some dust or something like that. They're trying to help them get that. But in their eye, they have a whole pole in their eye.
Yeah.
And so why I bring that to this discourse is because this is sometimes how we're living as Christians. There's something that is has affected our vision, the way that we see things. And so we're going about trying to do the will of the Lord, and we're trying to help people with things that are minuscule and minor, and we have this big, huge problem our own selves. And so what God wants to do is, in order for us to see the vision, in order for us to help and be helpful to get to that goal, in order to be a good team member and a good team player, what we have to do is we have to deal with what's going on with us.
Yeah.
Sometimes we don't want to deal with what's going on with us because we believe it's going to be painful, it's going to be hard, the healing process is going to take a long time, and so it's better for me to go around straightening everybody else out about their little small little issues and problems, and I've got something that is humongous that is hurting me and hindering me from being what the Lord would have me to be.
Amen.
May the Lord help us.
Amen.
May the Lord have mercy upon us.
Yes.
God wants you healthy.
Yes.
If your heart is broken, bring your broken heart to Him.
Yes.
If you've got something with your vision that's hindering you from seeing properly, life isn't fair, this isn't fair, eventually that's going to hinder you from being what God would have you to be. If you are in shackles and in chains, then you can't do God's will anyway. You can't even begin to do it. Even if your heart wants to do it, you can't do it.
Amen.
And so God needs team players.
Yeah.
But He needs healthy team players. He needs people to choose His side.
Yeah.
And then once we've chosen His side, then we allow the Lord to work with us and deal with us in a way that we become healthy in our souls, in our minds, in our very spirits. So that when we go out to do God's work, we're not causing more harm. Can you imagine that person with the beam in his eye trying to get that little dust out of somebody's eye? Probably do a whole lot of damage.
Right.
Big old beam in their eye and they just...
Right.
Lord bless.
Let me get it. Come here. And the person is right. You know, you got to run from those kind of people. They're going to hurt you. You know. You understand?
Yes.
And so the point is, God not only wants to save you, but He can't save you without your cooperation. So you got to choose what team you on. And then once He saves you, He wants you to consecrate yourself to Him. And in that process, what He's going to do is He's going to heal you from the inside out. And then He will better equip you to be what the Lord would have you to be. I appreciate your time and your attention, your prayers for me. Like I said, I would not be surprised if you give me some more along this subject, because I believe we have really good teamwork here. We got good unity. We got good teamwork. But like I said before, the enemy, the Bible says sin lieth at the door. And the Bible calls the enemy in one place an adversary, which means he is against us. All right? And so he sees what's going on here. He wants to hinder that. And so I want to encourage you by the help of the Lord, if you haven't chose your team, your side that you want to be on, then I want to promote Christ this morning. I want to recommend Christ to you and His side. Once you become on the team, then I want you to give your heart to Him in a way that will let Him work with you when in your broken places so that you can be an effective team member. Sometimes when you have a sensitive team member, it's hard to play with them. You don't pass them the ball, then they want to quit on you. They ain't going to play defense. But they didn't know that you was trying to get it to them, but somebody got in the way, and so you couldn't get it to them. You know, I ain't going to play defense now. You can tell I've had that happen a time or two. May the Lord help us. God wants your heart.
Yes.
He wants you to choose Him, and then once you have chosen Him, be a good team member.
Yes.
Be a good team player.
Yes.
May the Lord help us. Amen. Appreciate your time, your attention, your prayers for me. You know what my goal and aim is.
Yes.
So you go with me, I'll go with you. May the Lord help us.